Welcome back, listeners, to Tip Midwest Radio. This is your current affairs program, and tonight we're having discussions about the recent elections and the manner in which it was held and the attention and activities involved in bringing that to the people, whether you're a radio station, TV, or a local representative. And we thank everybody who cooperated with us, and frustration with phones and all that kind of thing, trying to get contact with candidates at the front. But another man with a wealth of knowledge in all those affairs is Billy Maguire. Billy Maguire, welcome, Falta, to Tip Midwest Radio.
Thank you, John, and good evening to you, and good evening to your listeners.
And usually when it's Munster Championship hurling time, William Maguire, you're on for making sure, trying to retrieve that All-Ireland hurling and football.
Well, John, the medal is very important, as is the Sam Maguire and the Lee McCarthy trophies. They're Irish Republican Brotherhood medals and trophies. And in 2008, as you know, the GAA took off the sovereign seal and era off the medal. And as you know, they didn't tell anybody, they didn't ask anybody. Well, the Irish Republican Brotherhood founded the GAA. That was the backbone of our independence. And Michael Cusick, he was only fronting for the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And, you know, that was very important. And that medal, they changed it in 2008. And you were there at the University of Limerick, which is an Irish Republican Brotherhood university, for as a technological university for Limerick, Clare and Tipperary people, and it's very far seeing, you know, on with computers and broadband and all that, and giving people, young people, how to educate themselves and work ethos in those factories that they built around there. And as you know, that in 2008, that was they took it off. If you put the two medals beside each other, and you see it, and they changed the GAA from a national organisation to a corporate body. And that medal is, you know, since 1910, and that was your guarantee, and that was your proof that you won an All-Ireland medal. And I think there's a scandalous thing that's happened. We have made, as you know, you saw the medal, everybody donated silver and gold, and we had a wonderful goldsmith who melted it down. People donated that from all over the country. And we have a lovely set of medals for Clare and for Dublin. I mean, that was a wonderful final last year. And we might be presenting it to Tipperary maybe this year. But we have to present that medal this year. And we're not getting a lot of support from the GAA. They don't seem to want to know. And as you know, they've tried to sell the... I'm all for the GAA. Wonderful organisation. We wouldn't have got our independence without that. But even selling the sporting rights, they don't even have a licence. That's owned by the Irish Republican Brotherhood.
Well, I was travelling today and I met one of the great senior citizens of the GAA, a Limerick man, Rory Kiley.
Oh, yes.
And he, of course, would be opposed to anything that would devalue the All-Ireland medal.
But, John, it isn't an All-Ireland now, you see. That's the problem. They're trying to pretend it is.
Yes.
It's not an All-Ireland unless it has the sovereign seal and era on the medal. It's only a GAA final, and that's of no consequence, you know. And that's what's very sad. And, all right, if the GAA want to give them a GAA momentum, they can do it, but they have to have an All-Ireland medal. And I got onto RTE, and I've got onto the GAA. And I wouldn't think there's a player, I was told, now, but reliably by people who are very much into the GAA and the clubs around 32 counties. And they say there's not one player that knows they're not getting an All-Ireland medal. They think that's an All-Ireland medal. I'm sure that's a disgrace in a couple of years' time then when it comes out.
The title is maybe All-Ireland, but the medal doesn't signify the sovereign state of Ireland.
But John, that's what, you know, it is so important that the GA come out and tell the players that is not an All-Ireland medal, that's only a GA medal, and they make it very clear. And we would like to present that this year. I don't know when we're going to do it, but
In other words, you intend of presenting.
And we'd like to do that properly, you know. But as you know, we get very little support. People start to try to take over. And, you know, the sporting rights that they have tried to sell, I mean, they have no license even to sell. They belong to the Irish Republican Brotherhood. I'm all for the GA, you know, going worldwide. It's a wonderful organization, wonderful games, hurling and football. But they're a big enough and wealthy enough organization to have their own television station and their own radio station to send that worldwide to all our people, unfortunately, who, you know, 70 million people worldwide of Irish descent.
You also, during the year, had a situation where you had discussions with the mayor of, our mayor of Dublin.
Yes, I did, John, as you know. I thought it was very unfair of what he did to us, you know.
Would you outline in a short four or five sentences what he did?
Well, he, as you know, he wouldn't allow the Irish Republican Brotherhood to commemorate our 95th commemoration in the Mansion House. And he sort of, he was trying to make out that we were rude or we weren't respectful. And you know that, John, you've been there many times, and it's a wonderful, dignified occasion. People love to go there, and he wouldn't let us into the Mansion House. But the real reason that he can't let us into the Mansion House, he's a senior councillor, O'Shane Quinn, and he is prohibited from reading the proclamation, the 1916 proclamation, which is our document, and the sovereign constitution, our sovereign constitution, which are the foundation documents of the state. And he just would not allow us in. And as you know, we were there that day. All the people were outside the door, and we were told, no, that tricolour flag that flew over the GPO in 1916 and was taken down by Dermot Lynch, it was never captured by the Crown Forces or any other forces. And it is not only is it the national flag, the tricolour, it is the flag of the Sovereign Republic of Eire, all 32 counties. And if you, I'm reading from Hayes McCoy there, I'll tell you, and he said that on Monday following the surrender, O'Malley saw the GPO was burned to a shell on which the tricolour still floated. Dr. James Ryan, who passed down O'Connor Street with his fellow prisoners of the surrendered garrison on Sunday morning, also noted the tricolour still flew. He saw a soldier trying to reach it with a piece of wire in an effort to pull it down. That was Dermot Lynch. Dermot Lynch is the definitive work on the GPO because he was there. I knew Dermot Lynch very well. And that flag was taken down, and that flag, it has never been captured by any of the Crown Forces. And that's the flag of the Sovereign Republic of Eire. It's the national flag. And they should not put another colour on it, the tricolour flag. And it was, you know, such as a gold edging or something like that. That makes it a fourth colour, not a tricolour. And that was ratified under the 32 county election of 1918. You've been talking there about the elections, but Sinn Féin won that 32 county election in 1918 and from Vaughan Sertel. And it was ratified by the will of all the people of Eire on the 21st of January 1919 in Vaughan Sertel and in the cabinet room and the round room by Dáil Éireann. And you know, we have to get things right. And we have to be, you know, respectful for what those volunteers did. Yes. And there's a letter that was sent. I won't read the letter to you, but I'll read a little part of a letter that all those people who O'Shea Quinn wouldn't allow into the Mansion House, and they wrote and asked me would I sign the letter, which I did, on the 12th of May, and just a part of it. If you desire to exercise the authority vested in the office of the Lord Mayor of Dublin to obstruct the Irish Republican Brotherhood's commemoration of the founding of this state and to deny our right to honour the executed Irish Republican Brotherhood leaders of the 1916 rising.
We're fairly pressured for time, Billy Maguire. Is it, how did Mr. Quinn fare in the Dublin Corporation?
Well, he lost his seat, John.
Is the man who would not allow you to read the proclamation.
That's the man who would not allow us to enter the Mansion House. And we've been doing it for 95 years. And I asked him to take down the tricolour flag. That's our tricolour flag. And there's a protocol for that flag. And it shouldn't be used or abused by anybody. And I just finished that little piece, John, because it's important. The Irish Republican Brotherhood leaders of the 1950s who sacrificed their lives to the in the establishment of Dáil Éireann.
So he was the first Dáil mayor to.
He was, yes, to do. But John, he had problems in that, and I mean, he hasn't come out and said he's a senior counsel, and he's barred by the Bar Council of Ireland from reading the Proclamation of the Sovereign Constitution. They're right. The foundation documents of the state, and I think it's very sad.
Why is he banned?
Sorry?
Why is he banned?
Because he's a member of the Bar Council. They don't recognise the state, the Sovereign Republic of Ayr, as founded by the Irish Republic of Brotherhood by the will of all the people of the 32 counties Act of 1918, which is very sad to think of it. And as you know, he's a member of the Labour Party. They had bones to tell in deference to James Connolly, who was a member of the Irish Republic of Brotherhood. And the problem with the Labour Party, James Connolly, you know the Irish Citizens Army flag, which was the green flag with the sovereign seal, and that was captured by the Crown forces. And Labour have never got out over that. They've never come to terms with that fact. They didn't take part in the War of Independence. They didn't take part in the setting of the Dáil Éireann. They're still trying. They still have this sort of, you know, looking at the tricolour flag. Our tricolour flag has never been captured by anybody.
We'll come back.
And I think people should know those facts.
Betty, unfortunately, we're cut for time here. So we must come back to you during the course of this year, and you'll keep us informed of the different activities.
Thank you very much, John, and I say good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, listeners, that was Billy McGuire, and this is a debate that we'll have to get more time at some other stage in this year's program. But anyway, we're now going to Jim Ryan in Thurles. Jim Ryan was re-elected with a fine vote to the Thurles, Rosgray, Templemore in the electoral area. And Jim, welcome to Tipmid West Radio.
Good evening, Don. Thank you very much.
And indeed, as you're probably listening there to Billy.